Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Steve Miller with your worldwide news update. China on Friday vowed to retaliate against what it called the Trump administration's arbitrary tariffs. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi called U.S. tariffs arbitrary and irresponsible. Since returning to office, Trump has sharply raised tariffs on China, accusing Beijing of unfair trade practices and threatening U.S. industries. He's also pulled back from global institutions.
Imagine if every country emphasized their own priority and believed in strength and status. The world would fall back into the law of the jungle.
Although China has responded to Trump with its own tariffs, it appears to be careful not to escalate tensions with the U.S. leader it sees as unpredictable. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Ukrainian officials say Russia targeted its energy infrastructure in a large-scale missile and drone bombardment during the night. Authorities said at least 10 people, including a child, were injured. The attack came hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said talks with the U.S. on ending the three-year war will take place next week. Thursday, European Union leaders committed to working together to bolster the continent's defenses and ensure future protection for Ukraine. Antonio Costa is the European Council president.
Our efforts to strengthen European defense will also benefit Ukraine, because Ukraine's security is at the core of Europe's security.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban refused to endorse a summit statement in favor of Ukraine. Zelensky welcomed the European Union plan to strengthen the continent's defenses. He expressed hope that some of the new spending will be used to boost Ukraine's own